news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us. Yes, 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 he's over there making everything happen. Rob Setter, a fabulous producer. If you've ever seen anything on the WKOK podcast page from WKOK Sunrise, thank Rob. He's the one that makes it all happen. So we always appreciate his help and his hard work. On the news line with us now, Melanie Sims is back on the line, an author and poet and occasional researcher and a former poet laureate in Pennsylvania. And we're so glad to say is still a Central Susquehanna Valley resident. So, Melanie, thank you so much for checking in this morning. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me, and it's nice to hear your voice again.
Well, yeah, good to chit-chat with you. We spoke early in the pandemic and talked about, boy, it's squelching the arts was one of the things that really happened there. But you are in the process of formulating a new book, a compilation of poetry, not all your own poetry, which we will talk about some of those books momentarily. Tell me about the effort to do Poets with Masks On.
Well, you know, originally this idea came from our last interview. You were, you know, questioning me, well, how do you feel the pandemic will change you as an artist? And how do you think it might influence your poetry and your work? And how might it influence artists? And I hadn't really, you know, it'd been so new into the pandemic and I hadn't really thought about that, you know, but it was a really good question that you impressed upon me. And so I thought to myself, well, I don't know, and it stuck with me. And then I started watching other authors and artists, and I started seeing how they were dealing with the pandemic through their art. And a lot of it was through writing or art or, you know, their participation in community in whatever ways they could. And so I came up with this idea of a book, and I titled it Poets with Masks On. And that was the title. And it just kind of started germinated, you know, from our conversation, and then it germinated also just from friends. I started talking to them, what do you think about this idea? And I sent one off to my friend Christine Galano, and I said, Christine, what do you think? She said, I think this is a great activity. Let's you know, try it out. So I did, and I started asking people to collaborate, and suddenly, before I knew it, I have this huge book. And it's getting ready to go out to publishers right now, and I was just very excited about all the participation. Yeah.
So that means you are looking for a publisher if you're sending it to publishers.
Yeah, it's already the queries are already going out. The book's together. I have my book artist already. Everybody's contributed everything. I even have Richard Blanco. He was our former inaugural poet for Obama. I've got Ellen Bass, the Chancellor of Academy of American Poets. I mean, Molly Peacock. I have some of the best poets in the country, not to mention our local authors, Gary Finke, Monica Prince, Susquehanna University, Marjorie Maddox, Lock Haven University. The list goes on. I've got over 25 poets now that have contributed to the anthology. Yeah.
And when it is published, I assume a publisher will nibble at this. It just sounds
a
fabulous.
I've already got a couple people talking to me right now, but we're not sure. They're talking with the other poets, and we're not sure if it's the right approach. You know, some of the things you have to kind of haggle. I'm not sure it's the exact approach yet. So, but yeah, we've already got some people interested. Yeah,
haggling with a publisher—that's a good position to be in. No argument.
Like
there.
There's a lot of different things that have to go into it, and you know, approaches that each publisher wants to take with the book. So we've got a lot of people on this, so it's going to be an interesting thing to put together. Yeah.
We've been so kind on the radio to read some of your poems, your Sunbury poem, the poem about the Edison, or Ode to Susquehanna. I think we've been enriched by that. Can I impose on you to read some of the poetry that we'll find?
I would love to. And actually, if you don't mind, I would love to read a poem by Christine Galano. She actually recovered from COVID. And I think this poem's important because it will give people an idea of what the book to do. It's trying to help people process their own pain and fears and anxieties about the virus. And I think, you know, through the eyes of a poet is one of the wonderful ways to do that. And so I'm going to share this. It was previously published in Rattle by Christine Galano, and it's called Kneading Bread While Dying. Not a loaf from antiquity forward has ever been formed by hands that were not dying. It's not that I've forgotten that, but here I refer to the special quality imbued to the feel of the yeast springing alive under your palms, when the bread making is an attempt to distract yourself from the COVID symptoms that have flared and receded within you now for weeks. At 3 a.m., pacing, jittery, bellowing, your lungs in deep five-second breaths, you find yourself pondering what a life means, living. What is the import of new mornings when the darkness surrounds you elementally as oxygen? Remember that time on the plane, the pilot preparing you for emergency landing, 20 minutes until we are on the ground. See you on the ground, the pilot said, and you curled into yourself, folded into stasis, unable to imagine what one could ever do equal to the last 20 minutes of your life, a question you knew even then had no answer. And now, the window of time left, less definite, you fill the hours, walk out into the cold spring to breathe the chill air and visit the nodding daffodils, or you FaceTime the grandchildren, or you knead the living dough, hands pressed deep into the rising warmth of our daily bread. You know?
Wow.
Powerful. Yeah. That's Christine Yana, just one of our many powerful poets.
I was going to use this I was going to use it to comfort me during the winter of the pandemic. I'm not sure that will work. It's kind of a grim picture there. But different poets mean a lot of different things to the author.
And the different expressions and approaches to how they've experienced COVID. Yes. Exactly.
Well, good luck finding a publisher with this. We know it's going to happen. So realistically, what time of a time frame are we talking about? A great big coffee table book that'll be out by Christmas? Or what do you think?
I hope, to have it out by Christmas, usually 3 to 6 months. It depends on the publisher, too. A lot of things have been shortened or, you know, they haven't had as many people available shorthand and a lot of people working from home. So it's changed the processing of a lot of publishing houses.
Well, maybe it's a good time, too, if you're waiting for this book, go back and check out some of your previous books of poetry and short stories. We still have a copy of Remember the Sun handy, so we invite folks to check out that. The most recent book that came out, Life, Signs, and Fortune Cookies.
How
did that do? That had some stories in it also.
Yeah, it did a little better, I think, because it had a science. It had not only poetry but short stories, so it could approach a wider audience. And there were some science fiction stories in there, and so I noticed I had a little bit better response on that. Of course, I haven't been able to do much promotion now with social distancing, and a lot of book fairs and everything have been canceled. But it's something that I want to continue working with. And I'm very excited about this book because it's going to open up, I believe, even though it's poetry, I believe it's going to open up a wider market because of the multiple voices that are contributing and, you know, there's of such national repute. So I'm very excited, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to ask you to wrap up our conversation with one of your poems that we'll find.
I didn't bring one, but I could read a snippet from Richard Blanco if you'd like.
That's fine. Yeah, on the news line with us now. I want to remind folks, this is Melanie Sims, Selins Grove resident, author, and an award-winning poet over and over again, former poet laureate in our region around here. And the new book, when it comes out, 3 to 5 months is realistic.
Yeah, that's our goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poets with Masks On. There'll be a collection of pandemic-related poetry. So please, the selection that you have there.
Yeah, this is from Richard Blanco, and I'm going to read a snippet of it because the entire poem is quite long and we don't have time, but I'm going to read a snippet. Say my mother's cloudy eyes won't die from the goodbye kiss I last gave her. Say that wasn't our final goodbye, nor will we be stranded behind a quarantine window, trying to see our refracted faces beyond the glare, read our lips, press the warmth of our palms to the cold glass. Say I won't be kept from her bedside to listen to her last words, that we'll have years to speak of the decades of our unspoken love that separated us. Say this isn't how we'll end. Say all the restaurant chairs will get back on their feet, that we'll all sit for another lifetime of savoring all we had never fully savored. The server as poet, reciting flavors not on the menu. The candlelight flicker as appetizer. Friends, spicy gossip, and rich, saucy laughter. sharing entrees of memories no longer 6 feet apart. Our beloved's lips, as velvety as the wine, the desert, the dessert served sweet in their eyes, say this is no one's end. There we go.
Well, to
it's
be continued.
It's extraordinary.
Well, we'll look forward to that, yeah, and we'll certainly have you back on maybe as the book comes along or maybe prior to Christmas so that we can talk about what's already available.
Thanks for inspiring that conversation earlier. That really did help. It got me moving.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, that's might be the greatest little asterisk on my resume, so I appreciate that. Thank you. Melanie, keep in touch, and you have an open mic anytime to keep these conversations going.
Thank you, Mark. You take care and be safe.
Do appreciate that. Melanie Sims, author, poet, former Pennsylvania Poet Laureate. If you're interested in contacting her, the name that she uses is sirenbliss@gmail.com is the email, and poetmelaniesims.wordpress.com. That's where we always send folks. But if you just Google Melanie Sims, S-I-M-M-S, poet, you'll end up with lots of folks have been talking about her over the years, and you can link right back to her Sealands Grove address, Melanie Sims.